We're going to start in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. The subject is Paul one of the 12? Let's say there's a gentleman in here, God's children, who says that his pastor at the church that he goes to believes that Paul is one of the 12. If you go out into the world, into Christendom, and you talk to people, people think that Paul was one of the 12. It comes from a lack of study and a lack of understanding of who the Apostle Paul was. But we'll start right here in Matthew chapter 10. And we're just going to look at several different reasons. That's okay, Exodus out. We're going to look at several. How's that? Is that better? Where did you guys lose me at? 1:1. No, let's go ahead and start in Matthew chapter 10. It says, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, and to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not." It's going to sound very simple, but it's a very true statement that we're about to make here when it comes to Paul not being one of the 12. And that if you look at the scriptures, first of all, he was never listed with the 12. Now, I understand that Judas, you know, by transgression fell, but he was not named with the original 12 that Jesus called out and sent out to do the work there. It's simple, but it's true. Reason number two. If you look at that, you know, it's God who chose these people. It's God chose them. Reason number two, Paul did not meet one of the requirements to be one of the 12 apostles. Look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we'll start in verse 21. Acts chapter 1 and verse 21. It says, "Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went out are written and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection." There is a when they got together to decide who was going to be the apostle that replaced Judas when he fell by transgression, it was not Paul that God chose. It was not the other 11 that chose the 12th apostle. It was God that chose the 12th apostle, and it was not Paul that he chose. When we read here, it says, "And they appointed two," verse 23, "and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, whose surname was Justus, and the Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen." According to verse 24, it is God who is choosing the 12th apostle. It is God who's choosing the apostle that replaces Judas Iscariot. According to verse 12, it says, "Show whether these two men thou, or whether these two thou hast chosen." Verse 25, he says that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Paul didn't meet the requirements, according to verse 21 and 22. According to verse 21 and 22, Paul, the apostle who was going to replace Judas Iscariot, had to be one of the 12's company. He says, beginning from the baptism of John in verse 22, Paul was not. According to the requirements, he had to be there for all of the activity. He says that beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us. So from the beginning of his earthly ministry to the day that he ascended. Well, Paul did not meet that requirement. He was not there. According to the requirements, he had to be with the 12 from the beginning. Paul was not. He had to be with the 12 until the same day of Christ's ascension. Paul was not. He had to be ordained as a witness with the 12. And Paul was not. Paul simply just did not meet the requirements that it took to be the apostle that replaced Judas. The third reason, we touched on it just a little bit here, is God wasn't wrong when he chose Matthias to replace Judas Iscariot. Now, there's a lot of people out there. My wife was flipping through the channels earlier, and there was a guy on there who was trying to correct the Bible. You know, the Bible was wrong when it said this. It really meant to say this. You know, everyone wants to correct the Bible. You know, everyone wants to correct God because obviously people think that he was wrong. But I'll tell you what, I put my confidence in the Lord, not in man. When God says that he chose Matthias. Now, you have to understand, who wrote the book of Acts? You know, Luke? Who ultimately wrote the book of Acts? It was God who wrote the book of Acts. And if God says that he chose Matthias, then folks, he chose Matthias. And he wasn't wrong when he chose Matthias. He didn't make a mistake. There wasn't a problem. Matthias is the apostle that God chose to replace Judas Iscariot. When you look down there, Acts chapter 1 and verse 24, it says, "And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen." It says, thou, it is God who is choosing him, "that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." Well, if you number one person with the 11 apostles, there you got 12 again. It was Matthias who God chose to replace Judas Iscariot when he fell by transgression. Look at Acts. Oh, we're here, Acts chapter 1, verse 21. The next reason that Paul could not have been one of the 12 apostles is that the starting points were different. Look back at Acts chapter 1 verse 21. He says, "Wherefore these men which have accompanied with us all the time that Lord Jesus went in and out among us." Verse 22, beginning from the baptism of John. Oh, so when did this ministry start? It started with beginning from the baptism of John. Look back at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 1. Mark 1:1. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So the beginning of this ministry was right here. So the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of Paul, makes the gospels have a different starting point. look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15. It says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." There's a different starting point here. He says in the beginning of the gospel when he departed from Macedonia. We see in Acts chapter 1, verse 22, he talks about the beginning from the baptism. You look back at Mark 1:1, beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as is written in the prophets. And he goes on to talk about John the Baptist. And that's the beginning. Well, for Paul, he says in verse 15 of Philippians chapter 4, Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia. It's a separate starting point. It's obvious that there's two different beginnings here. One is the earthly ministry of Christ to the nation of Israel. The other is the message of grace going to the Gentiles apart from Israel. They're just two separate beginnings. The next reason, and this is a very big reason, is the content of the gospel that the 12 preached is different than the content that the Apostle Paul preached. Look back at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. And we'll start in verse 4. Mark chapter 1 and verse 4. He says, "John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." Look over at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We're just looking at some different parts of the gospel that the 12 preached. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 29. He says, "And all the people that heard him and all the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him." Look at Mark 16. Mark 16. Do you see a theme starting to form here? Baptism maybe being the theme? Mark 16. In verse 16. He says, "He that believeth and is baptized." He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. In verse 38. Acts 2 and verse 38. It says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." We're in Acts, look over at 8, chapter 8. This will be the last one we look at here. Acts chapter 8 and verse 36. He says, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" It's clear that these verses indicate that water baptism was necessary for Israel, and the purpose was for the remission of sin. They were repenting. They were changing their mind about who Christ said he was. Christ was the Son of God. Christ was was God in the flesh. They didn't believe that. They were to be baptized. They were to repent and be baptized. They were to change their mind about who Christ said he was. They were to believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And they were to be baptized, that water baptism for the remission of sins. And if you look, it's Peter preached the exact same message that John preached. Repent and be saved. Repent and be saved. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at the flip side of that with the Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 17. 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with words of wisdom, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." When we looked at what Peter and what John were preaching, Peter preached the exact same thing that John preached after the resurrection. And that was still water baptism for the remission of sins. Paul was sent to preach, Paul was not sent to preach water baptism for the remission of sins. Paul said that he was sent by Christ not to baptize. He was sent to preach the gospel. Peter and the 11 couldn't say that. Their message was to go out and to baptize for the remission of sins and to have repent and be baptized. There's a difference in the messages. There's a difference in the gospels. Paul's gospel was different than that of 12. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. The next reason that Paul could not have been one of the 12 was Paul did not get his information from the 12. Had he been one of the 12, he would have got his information from them. Look at Galatians chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 11. Galatians 1, verse 11, Paul says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul certifies it because he knew that some people would not believe it. So he certifies his gospel. He says that the gospel which he preached was the issue of the my gospel that we see in Romans 16:25. Look over at Romans 16. Hold your hand here and look over at Romans 16, verse 25. Romans 16:25 says, "Now to him that is empowered to establish you according to my gospel and the preach of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." It's that my gospel there. There was a fear that people wouldn't believe it, so he certified that gospel. He says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man." He received that gospel from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not after man. Its root is not in man. It's not in any man. The Apostle Paul got his information directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just from, it wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. He got his message from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. The 12 apostles couldn't say that. Their gospel was committed to them by the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. Paul received his gospel from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. The next reason is Peter and Paul, They even agreed that they had separate apostleships. We're in Galatians, look at chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. And we'll start in verse 6. He says, but of these who seemed contrary, but of these who seemed to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh a matter to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. And it's important when you read those that verse right there, he doesn't say that the gospel to the Geo stepped on him. Oh, that's, why did Geo step on me? That's not right. Okay, here we were in Galatians chapter 2, right? Galatians chapter 2. We'll start. Go ahead and start in verse 6 again. He says, but of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person, for they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, and as I was beginning to say there, that it's important when you look at that to notice that it's not the gospel to the uncircumcision and the gospel to the circumcision, it's the gospel of. You're looking at two separate gospels being preached here in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 7. He says in verse 8, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, and we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. It says that God accepteth no man's person. Well, he used to. Under the kingdom program, he had respect of persons with Israel. And the only way that a Gentile back then was to get saved was through Israel. Things have changed, it seems like. See, God is no respect of persons. Paul says that they added nothing to him. They were trying to. And the reason they were trying to is Paul was preaching a different gospel message than what they were preaching. So they were trying to correct it, they were trying to add to it, but they couldn't do it. He says, but contrary, right? On the other hand, he says, on the other hand, when they saw, well, what'd they see? What to see if they're saying the same thing? The fact is, they weren't saying the same thing. The point is that they're preaching that two different gospels are going out here. One to the circumcision through the 12, and one to the Gentiles through Paul. He says, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. Paul was that apostle to the Gentiles. He had a different gospel committed unto him. A different gospel that was committed to. Looking at Galatians 2 in verses 6 through 9. Actually, we were just finishing up with Galatians 2 verses 6 through 9. How Paul's apostleship was separate. He had been sent with the gospel of the uncircumcision, not the gospel to the uncircumcision. Peter had the gospel of the circumcision committed unto him, not the gospel to the circumcision, but the gospels of. These are separate gospels being preached here. The next reason is Paul's message, even Paul's own testimony, is indicative of his separate apostleship. Look at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Verse 24. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. He says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. Remember, that was that he said in Galatians chapter 1 that he certified it. It wasn't after man, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ who gave it to him by direct revelation. He says here, which I have received of the Lord Jesus, is that he received it from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. He says to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Look over at Acts chapter 28 and verse 28. Acts chapter 28 and verse 28. He says, be it known unto you therefore, or be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Here he, once again, in Galatians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, we see that he has been committed the gospel of the uncircumcision, and he says that for that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. Here, according to his own testimony here, he's being sent unto the Gentiles. Much different than what we saw back in Matthew chapter 10 with the 12 that Jesus commissioned and sent out. Look back at Matthew chapter 10 again. Look back at Matthew chapter 10 again. When the Lord Jesus Christ commissioned the 12 and sent them out, in verse 5, Matthew 10 and verse 5, he says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Much different than what Paul was saying there in Acts chapter 28 and verse 28. He's being sent unto the Gentiles. Much different than what was going on with the 12 apostles. Look at Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. In verse 16, he says, in that day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to our gospel. Is that what he says? No, he says according to my gospel. He doesn't say according to the gospel of the 12 and me. He doesn't say according to the gospel of the 12, which I am one of, because we've already seen that he doesn't meet the requirements to even be one of the 12. He says, according to my gospel. It's that separate gospel that was committed to the Apostle Paul. We read it a while ago. We'll read it again because, who knows, I might not even have been online when I was reading it. In Romans 16 and verse 25, he says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. It's a different gospel. It's Paul's gospel. And he received it from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And how does he preach Jesus Christ? Not according to his earthly. He preaches Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. He has a different apostleship by his own testimony. Look over at 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, Paul says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. It's Paul's gospel. It's the gospel that received from the risen Lord Jesus Christ, not the gospel that he received from man. He said, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached to me is not after him. It's after the risen Lord Jesus Christ. It's a separate and distinct gospel. It's a separate and distinct apostleship that the Apostle Paul has. The next reason is that the testimony of the risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ verifies that Paul is separate from the 12. Look at Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. verse 15. Acts chapter 9 and verse 15. Actually, let's back up in verse 12. It says in verse 11, "And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name." Pay attention here to verse 15. He says, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel." Much different again than what the 12 that were commissioned in Matthew chapter 10. But he's going to the Gentiles here. The 12 weren't sent to the Gentiles when the Lord Jesus Christ commissioned them. It's different according to the Lord Jesus Christ. But here you can see this, and you can say, see, it says Israel, Gentiles, kings, and Israel, but you have to look at the cross reference to this verse also. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. In verse 11, Romans chapter 11 and verse 11, he says, "I say then, have they stumbled?" Who's that? Israel. "I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy." When the Lord Jesus Christ gives a testimony that Paul is separate from the 12, it's kind of hard to refute that testimony there. Look at Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. We'll start in verse 18. Acts chapter 22 and verse 18. He says, "And I saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am imprisoned and beaten in every synagogue that they believed on me. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles." Now, this is Christ speaking to Paul, recounting the story, but he says that in verse 21, "And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles." Paul was to get out of Jerusalem. He was to leave Jerusalem because he was being sent to the Gentiles. Why? Because they would receive the testimony. What was it about, why was he to leave Jerusalem? Because they would not receive the testimony. They wouldn't receive the fact that salvation was without the law, and they wouldn't receive the fact that salvation was being made to people without Israel. You no longer had to go through Israel. Look at Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. And we'll start in verse 36. This is the message that Paul was preaching. Acts chapter 13 and verse 36. He says, "For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption." Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," what man? The risen Lord Jesus Christ. "That through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things." He didn't say all that believe will be. He says all that believe are justified. We're talking about real-time salvation through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He says that by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Salvation without the law. Salvation without Israel. It was salvation through the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. And that was what they would not receive. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ told Paul, he said, get out of Jerusalem. I send you unto the Gentiles. Look at Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. In Acts chapter 26, no, my wife's telling me to say something. I'm trying to think of what, if I wanted to use this verse or not. Actually, let's not go to Acts chapter 26. Let's go ahead and, we'll cut off there, but let's review the reasons. I know I got cut off a lot of different times. If someone could type fast, they could type these reasons up there. The first reason why we gave, why Paul couldn't have been one of the 12, was he wasn't chosen. In Matthew chapter 10, when the Lord Jesus Christ, chose the 12 that were going to be sent out, the Apostle Paul was not chosen in Matthew chapter 10. Simple reason, but it's a true reason. You believe your scripture, folks. What saith the scripture? Was Paul chosen in Matthew chapter 10? Absolutely not. The second reason was he didn't meet the requirements. Right? He was not chosen by Christ, right? And that was Matthew chapter 10. The second reason was he did not meet the requirements set forth to be one of the apostles that Christ had chosen, or that was going to be chosen to replace Judas. And that was in Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. What were the requirements? He had to company with them all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. He had to be there from the beginning of the baptism of John until the same day that Christ ascended, and he had to be a witness of that. He had to be ordained a witness. Paul did not meet the requirements set forth there in Acts chapter 1. If you guys, just go ahead and hold your questions to the end, and I'll answer your questions there at the end. Reason number 3, when Judas by transgression fell, it was God who chose Matthias to take his place. It wasn't the 11 that chose him. It was God that chose him, according to Acts chapter 1, verses 24 through 26. God chose Matthias and numbered him with the 11. The next reason was the beginning or the starting point of Paul's gospel is different than that of the 12. The 12 says that in Mark 1:1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It talks about the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. Paul talks about a different beginning in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15. He says, the beginning of the gospel when I departed to Macedonia. That's a different gospel, a different beginning of the gospel. The next reason was the content was different. The 12 preached water baptism, repentance, or, you know, a changing of the mind of who the Lord Jesus Christ said he was. Water baptism for the remission of sins. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize. Different messages in their gospels. The next reason was Paul didn't get his information from the 12. Paul received his information from the risen Lord Jesus Christ, not from the 12 apostles. Find that in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11. He says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He did not receive his message from the 12. The next reason was Peter and Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, agreed that they had different apostleships. Peter had the gospel of the circumcision, while to Paul was committed the gospel of the uncircumcision. The next one on that was Peter and Paul agreed they have different apostleships. Exodus out. Put your personal up there. The next reason was Paul's own testimony said that he had a different, distinct apostleship. He referred to his gospel as my gospel. He did that. If you want to look through Paul's epistles, Romans, Philemon, he says my gospel quite a bit. You can do a word search on that. It's a good study. He says that he was sent by God to the Gentiles. The next reason was the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all you really need, folks, is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ said that he was chosen for a different purpose. Not the reason that the Lord Jesus Christ, during his earthly ministry, sent out the 12, but instead he was choosing Paul to go out to the Gentiles. If you look at all these reasons here, and you've got to look at the Scripture, but what saith the Scripture? Not what saith man, what do I feel, what saith the Scripture, folks? Because God is always right, and His Word is right. And we can believe and have faith and rest and rely on what the Scripture says. And based on this, Paul could not have been one of the 12. He was a separate apostle, different and distinct from the other 12. We'll go ahead and end there. We'll close in prayer, and then we can have some questions if there are any. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for a glorious day of grace. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together in this forum to study your word and fellowship with one another. We pray that everything that is done and said in this room will be done and said to your glory and honor. We give thanks for your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who paid the debt that we could not pay, who shed his precious blood. He was the perfect sacrifice. We couldn't pay the debt ourselves because we're imperfect. Isaiah 64:6 says, our righteousness are as filthy rags. But he was that perfect sacrifice. And we give thanks for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.